Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlichter here for Unredacted, my Town Hall VIP podcast. Irina is with me, and she's gravely injured. And if you don't stick a sock in her mouth, she'll tell you all about it.
I might.
So what exactly?
In her mouth anyway.
What exactly happened to your toe?
I got a pedicure, and this guy went to freaking town on my toe, and all of a sudden, I just screamed out really loudly, and I went in the middle of the lawn. And then my toe wouldn't stop bleeding. So there.
And you've been bitching about it ever since.
I won't stop bleeding. Yes.
All right. Okay.
You married me. You get the whole package, honey. Everything, the good and the bad.
See, this is the bonus quality material you get on Unredacted with, Town Hall VIP. You don't just get Kurt, you get Irina.
The good and the bad.
And,
this is what a marriage is about, okay?
Welcome to Toe Talk.
Oh my God.
That it does look horrible.
Yes. Not
like Frankenfoot. Oh, Lord. People are going, wait a minute, where's the quality political talk that I tune in to Unredacted for? And I'm sure we'll get to that. Oh!
More about my toe, though.
Now, we're of course doing this on the weekend. Tomorrow is Easter. Would you say Easter is an important day for Christians?
It's like the most important.
It is the most important day for Christians. Yes, we're all agreed on that one point. Did you know that Joe Biden named tomorrow Trans Day of Visibility?
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Trans Day of Visibility. Yes. Easter. He's a good Catholic. All right. First of all, there are no trans people. There are just people who have delusions or are perverts. So, second of all, trans people should not be visible. They should be invisible, getting treatment.
Yeah.
Unless they're perverts, in which they should be.
But like mental health.
Yes, mental health, because there are no trans people. Yes, the trans genocide. Shut up. Have you noticed they've cheapened the word genocide? You know, it's now genocide to go fight people who've literally attacked you and tried to murder all of you.
Massacred.
Yeah.
Tortured your own people. To go after them, it's somehow genocide.
And guess what? Besides screwing with Christians, yes, Joe Biden is screwing with Jewish people.
Oh.
By siding with the Palestinians. And, he is bad. He collected $25 million at a fundraiser, while Donald Trump went to the wake of a cop murdered, by a scumbag Democrats let run free. And the governor went to the funeral the next day, and they kicked her ass out.
Good.
One of the things that gave me a lot of, first of all, people in blue cities need to suffer. They have elected people, so now they need to suffer. Mm-hmm. And they're always like assuming that somebody should come rescue them. A lot of it's these frigid wine women.
Well, the thing is, how many years have they had this nonsense, and they continue electing these same people?
Don't ask me to care. I cannot care more about your safety than you. But some commie defund the police whore, city council bitch, was like, where are the men to defend them? Why are people standing up to these criminals on the subways? And everyone puts like a picture of Daniel Perry up.
Yep.
That's why. And it's like, I'm not going to defend somebody on the subway. A relative, nobody else. It's like, bitch. Yeah, I guess he's beating the shit out of you. Guess you shouldn't have fucking elected, Bragg. You should have done something else. Because if I help you, I'm just going to get my life ruined. So you've made that choice. You've told me not to protect you. Go fuck yourself. In Texas and shit, where we've got our other house. In Texas, there was that great, video. Somebody walks in to rob this, taco place.
Oh, yeah.
And dude puts like fucking 10 rounds into the guy.
He just gets up.
He just gets up and just fucking mag dumps into him. And the cops are like, well, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you shot him 2 red stars. Well, you know, what is too many? What is too
one many? More? Four, two. Come on.
I mean, you know? Well, the thing is, we live in a society where the people who make dumb decisions don't have to live with them. And when they do, God, they cry like bitches. Did you see the Vanderbilt kids? It's like a $68,000 a year school.
Yeah, some dumb ass.
Yeah, and they're sitting in because sitting in the chancellor's office. Yeah, because he won't allow them to disinvest right. with Jews.
Yeah.
Because they're anti-Semitic scum buckets. And you know, first of all, how do you think Chancellor Kurt would have handled that? Cops drag their fucking asses out and you're all expelled.
Did you listen to the conversation he's having with these kids? You have to assure us. I was like, why are you treating me?
I don't think that
you're legitimate.
Or be like, right. You know, they'd be like, you don't need to have like, bitch, get out of my, I'm going to count to 5. Anybody still in here, I'm throwing you out of this college. I am expelling you. You are gone. And you're going to be arrested for trespassing. So you can deal with the arrest and you can deal with not being in college anymore. Because
this is the one where she forgot a tampon.
Oh, the one literally calls 911 because she was like afraid if she got up and left the office, they were like not going to let her back in. So she calls 911, right? Some poor 911 operator. And so she's like, they're going to try to kill me from toxic shit. I can't take my tampon out. And the person on the air is like, what's your emergency? You know, what the fuck is wrong with you? I know people are like, I've been trying not to swear as much,
but they were talking
with a black cop and they started explaining how he was like, you know, explaining about martial art. And it's, these people, first of all, they are lunatics and they're asked.
Trance of who they are and that they never hire them.
Well, The problem is this nonsense is tolerated. If you didn't tolerate this, these little rule following suck boys would not do any of this stuff. It just wouldn't happen. What you do is, you know, hey, you've worked really hard your whole life and studied hard and now you're in Vanderbilt and now it's all gone to shit because you were an asshole and we've expelled you. And, the rest of them are going to look at that and go, oh, okay, it's not okay to do this stuff.
Yeah, but that's not what
they're doing. No, I do not understand why these administrators don't do that. Oh my God, if I was like a college president, can you imagine how freaking...
But why do these kids have that kind of power over these administrators?
Because the administrators allow them to. I think maybe they're afraid of the faculty. I'll tell you, if I was a college administrator, faculty would be afraid of me. There would not be... You know, no.
No, I don't get it.
They'd be, you know.
I feel like we live it.
Well, the good thing is people tolerate bullshit. You know, here's what Joe Biden,
I want you to call Easter Trans Day of Visibility to support people who don't understand how genitalia work.
And he should have gone, no, we're not doing that. That's a stupid idea. You're fired. Go away. And then you see, the thing is, if you stop tolerating this stuff, it goes away. We saw what happened in New York when, Rudy Giuliani stopped tolerating criminals. Remember, New York was a freaking wonderland when we first went there because we didn't start going there until like 15 years ago. But it was amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's still amazing if you're the kind of rich person who goes to a Biden fundraiser, although, there were a bunch of scumbag Palestinians outside using horrible, you know, racist language against calling bad names for Jewish outside. And, of course, somehow the regime media missed that. You get one fucking pointy-haired dildo with a Confederate flag in the same zip code as Ron DeSantis.
Yep.
And it's freaking 24/7 action news. But you get these people outside this, and it's like, well, I don't see nothing.
You see anything, girl? Look how cool Obama is. He's not wearing a tie. He's super comfortable. Oh, they're laughing. They're just like, this is so great. Don't you love them?
Just slug.
I'm so tired of it. Because they suck. And I just, and I don't understand why it's tolerant. I wouldn't tolerate
it. But Trump is the one who was using the tragedy of the family. That's what, did you hear that? Did you hear people making that comment?
Yeah, I don't give a shit. That's the thing. I literally do not care what other people say about me. You know, this is my ass. Those are your lips. Let's bring them together. You know what I'm saying? In a beautiful thing.
Oh my God.
Kiss my toe.
More about my toe. That's right.
So anyway, Rona McDaniel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, she, yeah, I think it, you know, the hysterical, like, she's an election denier. Right, Al Sancton? There's always a reason why we're not allowed. It's so exceptional that we're not allowed to speak or be part of any kind of society. And the particular lie du jour doesn't even matter. It's just, there always is one. There's always a reason why normal rules don't apply. I call it the Trump exception. I actually have a article which talks about should come out Monday, I think. But, you know, there is literally no person who supports Trump who could be acceptable to the regime media, which is, the thing is, I understand what they're doing. I just find it kind of gutless that they find that they have to have an excuse. She's an election denier. Yeah, that's the reason. Why don't you just say, hey, I just don't want any Trump people ever. And, you know, and what it tells me is that they do understand that they are scum, and they understand that, what they're doing is, horrible.
They're the good guys.
You know, it's some level they do, but I think they also know that they're a bunch of Nazi communist shitheads. It just doesn't bother them enough to not do it. But I've been very, open about how we need to do exactly the same. And people are going, well, I don't see where anyone's threatening to use the power of law enforcement against, you know, conservatives. I was like, well, I refer you to the noobs. And look, we, the red states need to be the repository of vengeance. That's where it needs to happen. And, until it does, there's no chance this will. Because it gets rewarded. You know, and much like the Vanderbilt jerk-offs. If I was running NBC and I had my people started going on the shows and, basically telling me that I was wrong and I shouldn't be doing something, I'd fire their ass. I would fire. Chuck Todd did it first and they didn't fire him. And all the others jumped on. I would say, Chuck, you're fucking fired. You're gone. You don't get on. You don't fucking get on my show or my network and talk bad about me. You just don't. So you're gone. Would anyone else like to stand up and make your, you know, very principled stand against Rona McDaniel?
That your car?
Is that me?
Yeah.
Is my car alarming as we go? Yeah, it was. That was weird.
I didn't think you could do that. Well. You know, you're driving.
Oh, I can do it. Oh, I'm powerful.
You really are.
Yeah. But
you try it all the time. I didn't believe you. And now.
This is the potency that you're here for. How's that toe doing? as your fungus butt.
Oh my gosh. So painful, but let's get back to how powerful.
Well, I mean, that's, by the way.
Hey, that's how you do it, ladies.
I'm not sure I love the burrito today. It was just, it wasn't.
No?
It wasn't. I have a special burrito.
He does. They already know it.
I just say and my burrito, and they know how to make it. Today, it just, I it didn't have that burrito zing. I also ate the actual flour because I was trying to cut carb, but today I feel a little gross. So I was like, I need mass.
Mm.
So that's a thing that occurred.
Huh. Didn't notice. Yeah.
You didn't notice?
I did not know.
Nope.
Whoa. Look at that.
That was my car sliding on the water.
Wow.
Because it's wet out. It's moist.
Water's falling from the sky.
This is part of climate change. Mm. Why do you hate the climate so much? Climate change is a hoax. I just want y'all to know that. Oh, that's the other thing, the little screaming kids. You're murdering us literally through climate change! Well, I can murder you in a different way. I can hunt you for sport.
They actually said that.
No, that's the tip. The thing is that there's this weird over... What they do is they train these kids to encounter normal people. And when normal people encounter hysterical people, they tend to be taken aback. Because they go, you're murdering us! They're trying to stand in front of you, literally commit genocide! And people are like, ugh. What you got to do is you got to laugh at them. Or, you go, whoa, you seem really upset, you freak! Or you can say, if you raise your voice at me again, I'm going to kick your fucking ass.
That's another way to go.
That's what I would do. If you're going to scream in my face, there is a high probability I'm going to punch you. So, the thing is, you look at these punks. Do any of them look like they've ever been in a fight? I don't think they look like they've been in a fight. No. Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, and Megyn Kelly just... Oh, there's another of those Tesla trucks. We're seeing...
The Minecraft?
The Minecraft trucks. Megyn Kelly just basically said, with her picture of this, my God, where are college girls going to find men to sleep with? A bunch of conservatives were all like,
well, they shouldn't be having sex outside of marriage.
That's like, okay, here's the point. Here's you. They're not together.
Do we always ruin everything?
Well, somebody has to get out.
I like to fun Joe.
Yeah, don't do that. It was fun. Okay? Freaking, it was fun. Megyn Kelly. You know, there are a lot of pro-sex conservatives. Me, I like the boot.
Okay, well, you know what? Let's not talk about the...
Why?
Let's move along.
Move along?
Move along.
Move along, Megan!
Move along. But she was funny. That's funny.
That was funny. Yeah. She did on her show, too. I was listening to her podcast. She was like, these guys, you know, they can't make it out, but their penis is like elk.
Did she actually say that?
Wait. Oh, man, we just missed an ambulance. Come in this way?
Maybe yeah. Somebody told them about my toe.
Get there! Bring metal back! Toe! With a toe like that, where's a college girl gonna? Oh my gosh. It is, I just always hold young people in contempt. So it's kind of a thing, but I mean, I don't understand institutions that allow the inmates to run them. Anyway, but that's because I'm Kurt the Kooky. This has been Unredacted Town Hall VIP Podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. Special appearance by Irina and her mutant toe.
Good am.
But look at that cute little dog.
You gotta turn here.
Do I have to turn here?
Yeah.
Because we're not living at our actual house.
Yeah.
We're living in a different house because our own house was flooded. Long story.
Yeah.
Has nothing or very little to do with your toe. Anyway.
Oh, and that makes it sad.
It is.
My toe had nothing to do with
it. Gotta toe the line.
Wait, you're parking on the rods today, right?
No, parking over here.
Look at my toe.
Yeah, well, very hard to get to that garage. And anyway, I think we should walk as part of our celebration of trans visibility.
I will sacrifice.
Anyway.
I get angry and moan. Totally blaming.
Well, I will keep your
and
infection in mind.
The people listening to you, they'll be my witness. To witness things as a... Hey, are we here?
Yeah, we are here.
Still on?
I'm still on. Go Get the Attack. Great book. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday are my town hall columns.
Yes.
And we'll see you soon once again on
Earth Out. Stay vigilant. Be for Peter.
Vigilant. Toes up. Bye.